I'm Alexa, and welcome to episode 1 of the Novel Hand podcast. In this episode, I'm so excited to tell you about what Novel Hand is and the mission behind our blog and our podcast. I'll also tell you a little bit more about who I am and my inspiration, and we also have a special guest. So, just to begin, Novel Hand is a project exploring altruism to educate and engage our generation. If you've followed us at all on our blog, you know a little bit about what we're about and what we're doing, but I just want to explain that further in detail for our podcast listeners. So the first goal of Novel Hand is to learn more about anything and everything related to altruism. So, for example, charities, volunteering, any sort of philanthropic effort, foreign aid, literally anything that has to do with helping others, we're trying to learn more about it. And I really want to, a big part of what we're doing is just asking questions, and specifically asking hard questions that will really help us to learn more. So one question, for example, is if 1 week service and mission trips are really effective, or how is emerging technology being used in philanthropic efforts to help people, especially in the developing world? Or another thing I want to learn more about is social enterprise and how that's different from and similar to the traditional sort of nonprofit model of helping people. And so those are just a few topics, but honestly, there's so much more that I want to learn about. And actually, if you want to be a part of asking questions, there is a page on our website called Questions We're Asking. And it has a list of the questions. And if we have any answers yet, there's also a drop down and you can find our answers. But if you want to ask a question, you can fill out the form below and we'll most likely add your question to the site. And that will be a part of just our ongoing process of learning more and asking questions. So that's the first sort of goal of Novel Hand, is just learning and asking questions. But the reason we're doing that is because I've sort of noticed this disconnect in our generation. I think that we're really just like socially aware and we really care about humanitarian issues, foreign aid, the environment and helping people, but a lot of times we distrust large nonprofits or institutions that want to help and different organizations that are trying to solve those issues. And a lot of us would consider ourselves activists or that we just care about these social issues. But I think it's really hard to access just information about different social issues and just what are people learning and how is like the best way to help, whether it's the environment or refugee situations or immigration. And while we do have access to information just about a lot of different topics through globalization and technology, that's also helped to reveal how complex a lot of social issues are. And so I want Novel Hand to sort of be this medium between information about these topics and our generation who really wants to know more. And so I'm hoping that Novel Hand can help to connect us with these issues and just help us to learn more. So in these first few months, we'll just really be learning as much as we can. And there won't be a specific topic that we're focusing on. I think naturally things that I'm passionate about might show up more because I'm doing a lot of the writing for the site right now. But we're just going to be casting a wide net and learning about things that are accessible to us. And also just trying to figure out what people like you want to learn more about. So definitely submit a question if you have something that you want us to learn about. That's really helpful for us to know what people who are engaging with us and who want to be part of Novel Hand care about. And then hopefully after a few months, after we've just gone through this initial period, we can sort of narrow down what we're learning about and what we want to learn more about just to sort of, just to know what people care about and those different issues. So another really important part of Novel Hand is our core values. If you follow us on Instagram, you've probably seen me talking about them sort of awkwardly in these little videos. But our core values are humility, curiosity, empathy, honesty, passion, and gratitude. And so those are just the values that we hope are shaping everything we're doing. And also we hope that we become those values. So just really quick, humility is the first value. And I think that's really important because I think it would really be a disservice to honestly the work that we're doing if we were ever prideful about what we're doing or thought that we knew more or had all the answers. So we really want to try to be humble. Curiosity, that's just a big part of asking questions and learning more. and just being open to learning new things. Empathy is really important. Sort of goes along with ideas of like compassion, just really caring about people. That's really what Novel Hand is about, is people and helping people. And so empathy is how we can understand the feelings of others and, yeah, just empathize with people. Our fourth value is honesty. And so we just always want to be really transparent. I think that's the best way that we can go about what we're doing, is just to be honest about what we're learning. And if we ever make a mistake, we will share that with you, and we will be really transparent about it. We're really passionate about what we're doing. That's our fifth core value. Is passion. And yeah, I mean, that's why I started Novel Hand, is because I was passionate about learning more about just altruism and philanthropy and all these topics. And I wouldn't be doing it if I weren't passionate. And so that's definitely at the core of what we're doing. And then lastly, gratitude. I just like have become really aware of how fortunate I am to be able to, you know, have this free time to start a project like this and to have the resources to be able to do that. And so I'm so grateful for that, and for the education that I've had, and just, yeah, the privilege I've had to be able to start this. And so, just going throughout everything we're doing, we're really grateful for, the resources and the people that have made this possible. So I want to introduce myself and then our special guest, like I mentioned. So I'm Alexa. I'm a senior at Vanderbilt. I'm studying political science, economics, and Spanish. I'm from Minnesota. I like running and Jesus, and I've been baking a lot the past few months, so that's been fun. But I also want to introduce Angel. She's one of my best friends and my roommate, so hello, Angel.
Hello, Alexa.
How's it going?
Good. Very excited about this.
This is really funny. We've never obviously recorded a podcast before, so this has just been really fun. Angel, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a senior at Vanderbilt as well. I'm studying economics and on the pre-nursing track.
Yeah, we love econ.
We do love econ.
Yeah, that's just so fun. That's actually kind of how we met, was in an econ class. So.
Yeah, freshman year. Wow.
Long time ago. Angel, tell me a little bit about your photography business and just how you got started in that and what that looks like for you.
Yeah. So I basically kind of grew up behind the camera. My family would take trips to national parks, and I would steal the camera from my mom, against her will usually, and just take photos of everything. So about 5 years ago for Christmas, I got my own new fancy camera. And yeah, so that kind of just started out. I started taking senior pictures for a friend of mine and then posted it. And yeah, everyone just kind of requested photos. So from there, I've launched a website. I shoot weddings, engagements, families, proposals, etc. And it's really fun. I love it. Yeah.
She's so good. I love just seeing how Angel like loves people through photography and just how that has become like a part of her life. So Angel, what's your website if people like wanted to
yeah.
book you or see more?
www.angelpatricia.com. It exists. Wow. How exciting.
So exciting. Okay, so Angel, when I first told you that I was starting Novel Hand, you were really excited, and that was like super encouraging for me. Tell me, what do you want to learn through Novel Hand, and like what causes are you passionate to learn more about?
I think definitely one cause that I'm passionate about is just the refugee crisis internationally and just with the U.S. I worked for Nashville International Center for Empowerment this past summer, and I got to be their health intern, which was really cool, just to see a lot of behind the scenes. But that's definitely something that I want to learn more about and be educated on.
Mm-hmm.
And also just how I can use my specific careers and like desires and passions and like support social good in that, in whatever ways that would look like, and just kind of just learn more about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that learning is like a big part of what we want to do, and we're excited to just continue learning and like, yeah, like you said, how can we use like our careers and our passions and our free times for social good? Just based on your experiences, what do you think that our generation and our peers like here at Vanderbilt and just like people our age need to learn about altruism and helping others?
Yeah. I think we need to know that it's something we are capable of doing.
Mm.
It's not something that you have to be super rich and affluent to be able to do. And
right.
it's not something that that you like have to be broke to do. Like you can do it from any point of view, and you
mm-hmm.
can always be kind and love those around you. And just keep learning more about how to serve those.
Right. Even though I totally agree. Like, even though our world is so complex and, like, the world is so big, like, there's always people in your sphere of influence that
exactly.
can help. And
yeah.
there's always people around you who need help and who need to be loved yeah. and all those things.
Yeah. You don't have to impact the whole world. You can just...
Right, right. And it's probably impossible to impact the whole yeah. world. So don't even try to do that.
yeah.
I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, yeah, where do you start is with the people in your life, the people around you,
yeah.
In your sphere of influence. And I hope that's what we're doing, is just, like, starting with the people we know and getting them excited about Novel Hand and just, like, starting to share that. And we'll see where it goes.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Angel.
Of course.
I realized this. I didn't really talk about what I'm passionate about. So,
Alexa, what are you passionate about?
So this past summer, as a lot of people know, who we know, that made no sense. I was in Guatemala this past summer. My brothers are adopted from Guatemala. And so the first half of the summer, I was volunteering in the Guatemala City Field Office of International Justice Mission. And that was just such an awesome experience to see the work that they're doing there in fighting child sexual violence and violence against the poor. And so I'm really passionate about those issues of, like, justice and poverty, and sort of the interaction there, and just about, honestly, like, Guatemala and the issues that they're facing as a country, and everything with immigration and just poverty and violence there. Is really interesting to me. And if you've looked at all at our blog, you'll probably see that I've been learning more about those issues the past few weeks. So that's really what I'm passionate about, and I hope to learn more about sort of that interaction between how just access to the rule of law and justice and those institutions can help to lift people out of poverty, and just, like, internationally and in Latin America. Yeah, just that interaction. So I'm really excited to learn more about that stuff.
I love it.
Yeah, so we'll see where that takes us. Okay, I think that's it. Anything else we should talk about?
No.
All right, well, that's the end of our first episode then.
Woo!
To learn more about us, you can always go to our website, novelhand.com. It is just one hand, not plural hands, so keep that in mind. Novelhands.com doesn't exist, so novelhand.com. You can follow us on Instagram at novel.hand. And you can like us on Facebook. That's really, honestly, Instagram is the best way to stay updated on new posts and just other things that we're doing. And if you're excited about what we're doing, we would just really hope that you would tell one other person, one or two people, who you think would be interested in our work. And I think that's how we'll reach more people our age and do that. Look forward to our next episode coming soon. I think we're going to kind of do a Monday thing. So every Monday, every other Monday. Some Mondays, we'll see. All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.